Finance and Economics. Buttonwood. Wake up call. The once benevolent Fed now looks vengeful for markets.
When stocks boomed early in the pandemic, an internet meme captured the madness of the moment. On the left-hand side of the image, a worried man exclaims that simply creating money cannot save the economy. On the right, a man representing the Federal Reserve replies, "Ha ha, money printer go brr," while cranking out dollars. Joseph Politano, author of Apricitas, an economics newsletter, recently tweaked the meme to better fit the present situation. On the left, the worried man laments that excessive monetary tightening is increasing the risk of a recession. To the right, the Fed representative retorts, "Ha ha, money vacuum, go burr," while hoovering up dollars. In more analytical, if less humorous terms, another way of framing this shift is to ask whether the Fed put has become a Fed call. The concept of a Fed put dates back to the era of Alan Greenspan, a former chairman of the central bank. Starting with the stock market crash in 1987 and continuing for more than three decades, the Fed earned a reputation for easing policy, notably by cutting interest rates whenever share prices plunged. To traders, this looks a bit like a put option, a basic hedging tool that sets a price floor for investments. A Fed call would imply just the opposite, namely that the central bank is in effect capping the market, similar to traders who sell call options on their stock holdings. Steve Englander of Standard Chartered, a bank, laid out this provocative idea in a recent note to clients. The Fed may push back against equity market gains until it is comfortable that disinflation is a lock. In other words, there is a Fed call. This argument may, at first glance, seem rather crude. The Fed has long denied that it targets asset prices in setting monetary policy. Narrowly, its denials are credible. Central bankers look at oodles of data, from real-time growth figures to surveys of inflation expectations. They cannot afford to be swayed by swings in stocks. Moreover, share prices reflect many factors, ranging from the overall economic outlook to corporate idiosyncrasies. Why would the Fed target something that is so volatile and only partially responsive to its actions?